at this point, as we speak, almost 14 million Americans are unemployed. More than 6 million of those have been unemployed for more than half a year. We've had this conversation for a very long time. Who can create jobs? Who is able to do that and who should be doing it? 2 weeks ago, we spoke with some small business owners, including Marva Allen, who's owner of the Human Bookstore in Harlem. And here's what she had to say when we asked her if she could hire anyone.
Workforce has shrunk because the economy is so bad and we don't have the business to support a new employee. So a retail business 7 days a week using six employees when you really should have 10 is very stressful.
Okay, so small businesses can't hire any more people, and we've already talked about the fact that the government can't truly employ 14 million Americans. One woman, Carla Emil, came up with this idea that seems pretty small. Her website is onejobforamerica.org, and it asks American business people to pledge publicly to hire one person. So far, that's led to 73 new jobs.
One day, this idea really just came to me. I thought, what if every business in America hired just one person? Imagine how many jobs could be created.
Well, one person who took Carla up on that pledge is Calvin Scharfs, Vice President of Marketing and Product Development at Lingotech, a translation network company in Utah. Calvin, were you really not going to hire anyone until you decided to make this pledge to One Job for America?
Well, it was part of a bigger plan. We had talked about expanding in this in 2011. But seeing this spurred us to try to act quicker than or sooner than later.
Why? What about her idea swayed you?
Well, just looking at the economy and how things were going and how every company could do just one little part to help out the economy overall seemed like a good idea.
Okay. And you, it wasn't a huge strain for you. I mean, you heard the other business owner saying we simply can't afford to hire someone on. You could afford it.
We could. In fact, it was part of what we wanted to do was expand as aggressively as we possibly could this year. And helping that be the nudge kind of at the beginning of the year was a big catalyst for doing that.
Also still with us is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. So, Louise, this seems like a pretty small program, 73 jobs since February. Do you think something like this could actually work?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It seems like she's focusing on some smaller businesses, and you know that small companies employ about half the workers in the economy. So that can be fruitful if you focus on small businesses. But a few things I would say for employers out there who might do this, which would have more of an impact. One would be is that people who have been out of work the longest are having the hardest time finding a job. It's like they're getting a stigma because they've been out so long, they can't find the jobs. The people who've been out very short are getting them more quickly. So if an employer out there is going to say, okay, I'm going to step up and do this, maybe they should look at the ones who have been out for a really long time because that would really have a dent.
Calvin, did you hire someone who was recently unemployed or had been unemployed for a long time?
They had been employed for a while, and it was a question of, you know, finding the best candidate for the position. But the way we looked at it is if it opens up another position somewhere else, then, you know, it's a cascading effect.
Would you be willing to say, I'm going to try to find someone who's been unemployed for a very long time?
Sure. You know, it all depends on the qualifications, but definitely there's good people that have been laid off and quite a few folks that, you know, do apply for these positions. We actually do have three positions that are open right now that we're trying to fill, and we would definitely be looking at, you know, a variety of folks to fill those positions.
Okay, I guess they could go to your website, Calvin. That's Lingotech, which is a translation network company in Utah. But, Louise, there is sort of this idea out there that companies are sitting on profits, especially the larger ones, and that if they wanted to hire people, they could. Is that true?
Well, there is actually a record level of cash sitting in very large companies and public companies, but that's in their investment portfolio. And, you know, the problem is these companies have obligations to their shareholders to only make choices that they think will be profitable. And so, you know, it's just a catch-22 here. If they don't have business, they can't hire people. It's a catch-22. But one of the things also that companies could think about is that unemployment is very concentrated right now among certain industries like real estate and construction. Those people, it's very concentrated there. And so if they were to hire people from industries that have gone away, that would also have a bigger impact. If they reached out to people where the jobs have just disappeared.
All right, but I mean, when you're talking about they have a responsibility to their shareholders, the shareholders aren't going to be making a lot of money if the U.S. economy doesn't rebound, and the U.S. economy is not going to rebound until we bring that unemployment number down.
This
right?
is one of those major first mover problems, right?
You know, who's going to blink first?
Who's going to blink first? And who's going to raise their hand first and hire some of those people who have been out of work over 6 months, who used to work in real estate, and now that's gone.
All right. So Calvin Sharves, he's vice president of marketing and product development at Linga Tech. You hired someone because of this onejobforamerica.org, or at least you sped up your process. What would you say to other business owners to kind of nudge them into hiring?
I would say that, the only way to really expand is to grow your base of folks that are working for you. And, it disheartens me when I hear that those kind of statistics come across and you see that, there is the ability for these large companies to hire folks. There's plenty of good folks out there. And, if everyone were to take the pledge like we have, it would make a big dent. And I looked at the numbers and I was a little disheartened to see on that, the website, what the actual numbers had been over the last few months. And that was one of the reasons that spurred me to come on this morning, was to help encourage other folks to do the same thing.
Okay.
And hopefully that we could, get the economy moving forward.
The website where you can take that pledge, onejobforamerica.org, that's what Calvin Sharves did. He's vice president of marketing and product development at Linga Tech in Utah. Louise Story, of course, thank you so much. Finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.